and who He is. I can do all things through who? Who strengthens me or who gives me strength. Okay? The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, Jesus said, but I am come that you might have what? Life, and you might have life more abundantly, or life to the what? Full. And we can have that life through Christ. We don't have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, the Bible says, but He was at all points tempted or tested like you and I are, yet without what? Sin. He endured the cross. He despised the shame of it. He's now set down at the right hand of God the Father, where He ever lives, interceding for you and me. Amen? So Jesus Christ came, was born, did what He said He was going to do. I'll go there, and I will be like them. I will be one of them. I will be like them. I will live among them. I will die for them. I will take their hell for them. I will rise again for them. And now I will intercede for them. You can do anything through Jesus Christ. Say that with me. I can do anything through Jesus Christ. I believe it with my whole heart. If you do not turn from Him, if you stay solid with Him, if you believe in Him, if you keep your faith in Him, I mean, you keep that belief in Jesus Christ, you do not turn from Him. You seek strength from Him. Now, this isn't going to be some osmosis thing. You've got to get in the Word. You hear me now? Hide God's Word in your heart, the Bible teaches. If you will do that, you can make it through anything. And if you keep the faith, say keep the faith. Keep the faith. One more time. Keep the what? How many of you got real close to losing your faith somewhere in your life? Can I see your hand? Let me tell you something, guys. Don't lose your faith. I mean, things will happen. That wicked one comes to steal what? Kill and what? Destroy. And what does he want to steal? He wants to steal your foundation. He wants to steal your belief in Christ. He wants to destroy your faith. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life. And life more abundantly. That does not mean, guys, that you're going to have a big fat bank account or a big fancy car. You might do that. I don't know. You live in the greatest country on the planet. It's a good chance it might happen. But the bottom line is, it means you can live life. You can get up and have a life that's full. You can have a life that's fine. Even though my mother struggled with the pain she went through and ultimately her murder and abuse all those years, there was some way my mother still had a life. And she tapped into something that very few people ever tap into. You never heard my mother whine. Ever. She was upbeat. She was solid. She was faithful. She was not covering up. She had tapped into something called the life of Jesus. Are you hearing me today? And it's incredible if you'll get that down in your heart and your mind instead of like, oh no, what am I going to do? Oh no, I can't make it. Oh no. Yes, you can. You can make it through anything. Through who? Through Jesus. So that's what I've been doing, is just sharing a little Jesus with you. Amen? Let's go with it. I can do all things through who? Through Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's see where we are. Jesus Christ is, so I what? Jesus Christ what? Is, so I can. He's everything I need. I know that sounds crazy. You got that kind of faith, Clark? Yep. Sure do. Doesn't make me more special than anybody else. It's just the way it is. I banked it on the book. That's what drives me. That's what motivates me. That's what gets me up on Sunday. That's what helps me when I go to a restaurant anywhere around this town, keep my head right straight up. Amen? Because I can do anything through Him. That's crazy. Well, what if this happens? Well, this has happened. And this does happen. And you can still do it. Amen? Say. Have I lost you already? Jesus, baby. Bank it on Him. Do anything through Him. If you don't lose your faith. You kidding me? No. Do anything. Make it through anything. Amen? Come on. Here we go. Let's look at some of the things that He is. Now, we've worked our way through the alphabet. Now we're into the eyes. So you're awake. Say I with me. We're in the eyes. We know A's way down here. You have to go back and check them all out. We're in the eyes. He's the I what? He's the I. Remember God told Moses, well, who am I going to say sent me? And he said, you just tell him I am sent you. Can you imagine what kind of answer that is? I mean, come on, give me an answer. You tell old Pharaoh, I am. I what? That's crazy, isn't it? He's the I am. I love that, though. Jesus Christ called Himself this 7 times in the Gospel of John. He's the I am. He's the I am everything you'll ever need. He's the I am, the strength to get you through anything. I am. Well, what about that? Well, they ain't the I am. I am. Amen. It sounds sort of goofy, but it sounds incredible. I am right there no matter what happens or when it happens. I am right there. You mean in the middle? I'm right there. I am. Amen. You hear me? I am. Several things He said. I'm the bread of life. And Jesus said unto them, I'm the bread of life. Say this with me. He that comes to me shall what? Never hunger. And he that believes on me shall never what? And see, guys, that doesn't mean that in life we might not be hungry sometimes. It might mean in life sometimes you don't have a lot. But it does mean this. If you believe in me, I'm the I am, I'm the bread of life, no matter what happens in life, I am with you and you're going to make it. You can make it with me through all things. Amen? How many is going through something right now that's really tough on you? Can I see your hand? Something really right now is tough on you. See, we got them all in the room. And then there's a lot of us that won't raise our hand because it's so bad we can't even lift our hand up. But here's what I'm telling you. You can make it through anything through Him. I'm the bread of life. You're never going to get so low that I'm not there. Did you hear me? And I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you. So many people struggle with that. They've been hurt. They've been abandoned by maybe a mom or a dad early on. Or in a marriage and abandoned to somebody that loved them, supposedly, and cared for, and just walked away. And there's this pain of abandonment that's inside of you. Listen. He said, boy, I didn't put that there. I'll never do that to you. How big is that, say? You got that right. Huge. I'm the bread of life. I'm the what? We're talking about the I am. I'm the light of the world. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the what? Light of the world. He called us the light of the world, didn't He? He said, you're the light of the world. See, I'm in you. I'm the hope of glory, and I'm inside of you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And that's the beautiful thing. Why doesn't Jesus leave me? Because it's really not about me. I mean, He loves me, but He has a bigger picture. He wants to work through the problems, struggles, things in my life where I tap into Him and then I show forth Him through me. And God gets glory for that. And others can come to Christ through that. You understand? Others can be comforted. This past week I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 counseling things I did. That's a lot. I just want to tell you that right now. And I'm the type of counselor, how many know I talk a lot? So if you come and get counsel from me, it's not going to be like, okay, blah, 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 done. So it's sometimes hours. But here's the beautiful thing. They've been coming to me for years, but more and more people are coming to me now. You know why? Because I've been through some crap. And they look at me as somebody who made it. Who can still smile, who can still stand. A lot of people go through hard things that I've gone through and they never get through it and they never move forward. Is that true? Doesn't make me perfect, but what it does make, it makes me real. And as long as I'm approachable and open, people are coming. And I'm helping them. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. You can do that. You're the light of the world. Are you hearing me today or not? Well, I can't make it. No, you can make it. He's the I am. And He's going to shine through you. And you're going to see incredible things done for His glory. But you can't see it when you're in the dark. You just got to keep believing. Amen? I'm the good shepherd. Wow. Say that with me. I'm the good shepherd does what? Gives his life for the sheep. How good is that? Say. See, somebody that's hired or a hireling, hey, I'm going to lunch. You watch the sheep for me. And the wolf comes. And that sucker that was hired for like $3, he ain't going to know. You have a sheep. Whereas the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep because he's known the sheep. And he's raised the sheep. He's birthed the sheep. He loves the sheep. He cares for the sheep. Okay? You and I, we are the sheep of Jesus. He loves us. He hasn't put us into someone else's care. He personally takes care of us. He loves us. He is right there. He didn't turn that job of interceding. I died on the cross, rose from the dead. Leave me alone. That was hard. No, He went and seated Himself right at the right hand of God the Father, and He ever lives to make intercession for you. And He didn't leave you alone. He's given you His Spirit down here. He's given you His Word. He's given you His church. He's given you others in your life. That's how much He cares for you. He gives His life for you. You understand? Say, He's the good shepherd. This is my Savior. That's why I can do something. I can know when the enemy comes against me. That enemy knows. He sees behind me, around me, Jesus! You can't take me out! Because I have Jesus all around me. That's a great shepherd, isn't it? Say, you keep coming hard enough, devil, and Jesus will run from you. He ain't running. Is He turning tail? Say, when He was tempted of the devil, did he fail? Yes or no? No. And I'm telling you what, that's rough. What He went through. And that was just a living picture of Him fighting Satan. And that's when He was down here and had laid down a lot of His power. Can you imagine? All power is given unto me, Jesus said, in heaven and earth. He has all power now. Okay? He's not the one who was down here on this earth suffering or letting people spit in His face. You understand that? Yes or no? Have I lost you again? This is your Savior. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the door. By me, if any man what? He shall be what? And shall do what? Live life. You can live life to the full. When you find Jesus, and He finds you, and you get connected, you get grounded in Him, and you know Him, you have faith in Him, you have freedom. Say freedom. Freedom. We don't live by a list of rules. Where God, if we keep this little list of rules, God will love me. Here's the rule. You a sinner. That's the rule. And God loved you so much He gave His Son to die for you. That's the rule. Amen? That's it right there. And the life that you now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and He gave Himself for me. Okay? There's no rule for me to get God's love. Sure, He wants me to have the best life. He doesn't want me to make foolish decisions. But He loves me unconditionally. Do you understand that? A lot of us don't get it. We think we've got to earn it. No! You want the door. I'm the door. You came through me to get saved. Sometimes we get saved and we think, oh, I got to save myself. I got to keep myself saved. There's whole church denominations that teach if you fall away, if you sin. How many have sinned last week? And I see your hand. You sinned something last week. Well, you're done. You're toast. You're not. You're not toast because Christ is the door. You've come through Him. You've received forgiveness. You have received cleansing. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can now walk freely. Paul says, because of grace, should I sin crazily? Should I go nuts here? God forbid! That's not living the life God wants you to live. But don't start taking ownership and thinking you the door. You ain't. He's the door. And now He lets you come in and out freely in your Christian life. Newsflash, ladies, you don't have to wear dresses all the time. Regardless, some denominations might tell you that. I'm sorry. Did you know it's all right, fellas? Wear a pair of shorts. I've had people challenge me even on the length of hair. I hate to say it. If I had hair, it would be long. It would be nice, though. I'd keep it nice. The point is that we know there's standards. We know there's modesty. We know there's ways so that we can shine as a light for Christ maybe more effectively. But don't ever think you're the door or anything like that. Keep your faith in Him, not in some list of rules or a denomination. Do you hear me today? Amen. Come on. I am the what? Wow! He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Say this part with me. He that believes in, though he were, yet shall he. That's pretty good. He is the I am. Are you hearing the I am today? Woo! I'm just having fun up here is all I'm doing. I'm the resurrection. No one else will ever say that to you. Jesus Christ has said to you, I am the resurrection. If you believe in me, though you're dead. And that's what the Bible says. We're dead in trespasses and sins. Okay? Though you're dead, yet shall you what? Live. What a great God we serve today. I am the what? The vine. Ooh, what's this mean? I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. If you keep reading John 15, you'll find out unless you're hooked up to Him, you don't have life. He is the vine. We need to make sure that we're connected to Him. Amen? He's the vine. My Father's the husbandman. You're in good shape if you're with me. There is pruning that takes place on this vine. It does hurt sometimes. But how many grew up on a farm a little bit? Something like that. And you know how pruning does. Pruning makes things grow better, right? My experience was with okra. I don't know how y'all say it. Okra. A lot of people don't like okra. I like okra. Fried okra. You ever want to fix me some fried okra? I'll eat it. If you fry it crisp, and cornmeal. A little bit of flour and cornmeal. Put it on a black skillet. Fry the snot out of it. Because I don't like okra when it's like snot. I'm sorry. Fry the snot right out of it. I'm sorry. How many like that slimy okra? You like that stuff? Yeah, you do. How many don't like the slimy okra? See there? Listen. I have no idea why I said that. Listen, I would prune that. We had okra patch, about a half acre. Made good money. We had nothing, but that we'd cut that okra. Wow. And they just little black seeds you put down. But if you do it in red clay, those stalks just grow and grow and grow and grow. It's a little bit different maybe than sand or another kind of soil. We had this red clay. That okra loved it. As long as we kept picking, pulling off suckers and things like that, and pick that okra would just keep on going. Sometimes our okra stalks were, 8, 9, 10 feet long. And that's God's goal for you and me, that we'll just grow. We get connected to Him, and there's pruning along the way. But even in my life, and all I can do is share from my own experience, even in my life, some of the things I've gone through that hurt, ow! It's caused me to grow. Be a better person. Be more loving. How many of you had to go through something hard before you became the kinder person that you are? Can I see your hand? And the more understanding person that you are. Yeah. That's because of Him, not because of you. Amen? He's working in you. What a beautiful thing. He's the I am. I guess, Roger, we're going to quit with this one. Are we close? I am the what? I'm the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the what? There's that life again. And no man comes to the Father but by me. I'm the life. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. He's the way. I don't know why you can't get it here today. If you're here with me today, if you at least listen right now, look up right here. How much sense do you need me to give you? Come on. Are you ready? Come on. When common sense makes sense, seek no other sense. Jesus, who said this? Jesus said, I am thee. Now hang on. This is deep. Say that with me. Did you get that? Let's try it again. No. How many have heard other ways to get to heaven other than Jesus? Can I see your hands? Some other ways, creative ways out there. Ain't happening. You hearing me today? You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. You need to do that. No, I don't. I need Jesus. You hear me today? He's the way to God the Father. Now, you can do this, and you can do that, and you can do the other, and it might take you somewhere. But it won't take you to God the Father. Just depends on where you want to go. Amen? Get that down today? So he's the what? The I? I don't think Moses got all that when he said it. I think Moses, hey, what? Jesus, though, has come. And we stand in a pretty cool position now with the Word of God and knowing the Lord that we can see a little better about what old Moses was told that day. Just tell him I am sent you. Boy, that I am's a mouthful, ain't it? Say. And that's just Jesus saying I am about himself in the Word. Let's thank the Lord for the Word this morning. Amen. For the Lord today. Thank you, Lord. Wow.